so loud for you. Cause I'm so proud of you. And let me tell you what I'm about to do. I know I act a fool, but I promise you I'm going back to school. I appreciate what you allow for me. And I just want you to be proud.
I wanna tell the whole world about a friend of mine.
This little light of mine, I'm finna let it shine. I'm finna take
y'all back to the better times. LP, Hey Mama by Kanye West. I was 3 years old. Off the John Setting Sends Day playlist.
Man, John loses me and then he pulls me right back in. Famous homie chicken soup. Can I have another bowl? You work late nights just to keep on the lights. Mommy got the trainer wheel so I can keep on my bike. And you would give me.
So John, $48,000 a year.
Yes.
To be a sex doll tester. And I love you for that. Mommy, the adult toy firm Silicon Sex World says it's looking for someone who's willing to try out its latest products and join the team. You'd have to move to London. Flexible working hours as well as 22 days holiday per year.
Oh.
Plus bank holidays.
Oh.
Free gym membership.
What?
And company mobile phone.
Oh my God.
So I guess they can reach you at all times.
Why would you need a phone?
Hello. We notice you're not at work banging the sex doll. Would you do it?
Oh, absolutely. I would move to London.
It can't be as simple as it sounds.
Yeah, there's got to be some paperwork you got to do. I mean, you can't just be banging a sex doll every day.
I'm hearing a scenario where it's like a sex doll. No, there's 10 in the corner you got to work through before you're done for today.
Right. Perks also include family and friends discount for the wide range of male sex doll products on offer by the firm.
This is awesome.
Wait. They're four males or they are
four males.
Oh.
Yeah, they're not male sex dolls. They're four males.
You don't get four male sex dolls.
Now, you will be expected to attend industry events around the world to keep ahead of competition, and you'll be on top of quality control with products leaving and arriving at the warehouse.
Do you think I have to have sex with a sex doll in front of other people?
Yeah, you're going to be banging a piece of the rubber on stage.
Yeah.
Well, she's more than that. But
right. I can see you're protective.
Very beautiful looking woman.
I mean, look at that. Woman. I would be honored to try one of those out, let alone be paid to do that.
$48,000 to travel the world and be a sex doll tester. Would your girlfriend be okay with that career choice?
Yes, threesomes all the time with no guilt.
Yeah, if it was in the U.S., I could probably sell it a little easier. I mean, the $48,000 would be a pretty good deal right off
the bat.
You
could probably keep it from her. You can just tell her you work in a building at a desk.
You're a tester. Yeah. You test synthetics.
Or a video game tester.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I think she might be. I don't think she would have a moral obligation with me having sex with the doll.
What if you just told her, I work with robots?
That's it. What do you do? Oh, I'm in robotics.
Yeah, you are.
I'm literally in robotics.
Yeah, deep in the industry.
I mean, I'd like to know more about what specifically I have to do with it. Like, what kind of position? Like, everything?
It.
But, I mean, everything? Do I have to do weird things to it? Because I imagine some people do weird things to it, so they need to ensure that it can withstand the beating that it might take.
I think anything you do with a sex doll is weird.
Yeah, anything at all.
Yeah, I mean.
But that's not as weird as, like, I'd rather have the whole doll with the head and all that instead of just, like, the torso or the bottom half.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
weird.
That is weird. We had the Julie Ashton vag and ass.
Me.
Yeah, that.
You can just, like, put it up on a table.
No, I don't need it embodied. I need the whole thing.
They all look the same, don't they?
They definitely do. Yeah. They all resemble each other.
Mine broke.
So you'll, what?
The one you gave me, it broke.
What'd you have, a pocket
That's
pee?
Not a compliment or anything to myself. It just broke.
How'd it break?
I was using it and it broke. Because, it's hard to say. Because it's got multiple options.
Sure. And so, one of your options ceased to become an option.
Well, it pretty much what happened is it just became one option, if that makes sense.
That does make sense. Very sad.
It's disturbing.
If you, if you missed earlier in the show, we were all at Twitter over what happened with Mo last night. I guess. This is fascinating to me. I think to myself, would I play this if this was Mike? Because I don't want Mo to feel bad about this or anything.
It's their cut of the day.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and then I shouldn't feel that bad about playing.
I think he's comfortable with it.
I hope so.
It was on the air.
Yeah, Mo's never really run from anything he's done on the air before.
And I know we kind of laughed it off, and I'm not trying to, like, do any wrong to Mo. What's more disturbing, the touching of Monica or the audio?
Monica didn't have a problem with happened.
If she didn't have a problem with it, then that's no problem.
Okay.
I think what he said last night, I can't imagine as a husband, albeit a bad one I was, I can't imagine ever saying anything like this, but you know, we're different people do different things.
Theater to man.
And here's some real raw radio.
You ever get the impression that you're married to an idiot?
Now, do you think he planned to start his rant that way? Because that grabs the audience's attention right there.
I don't think any of this was planned because he complained about being text messaged. So he must have gotten a couple text messages to set him off.
To start the rant that way just lets you know in no uncertain terms. Man, it raises my ears. I'm locked and loaded now.
No, I can't say that I do.
You know, so in other words, you never have a situation where you tell someone not to do something. You get into multiple arguments based on their repeated actions that you have asked them to halt and they still persist in doing them, even though, Gio, even though you just almost had a breakup fight based upon a certain set of actions, and they say, okay, I'm not going to do it again, which is false because you have a copy of a text that you saved with them saying they would never do it again, and then they do it again tonight? Do you ever get the impression that you are married to an idiot?
(laughs) 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. We didn't play clip two before. I'm not so sure that it's as damning, but I do want to hear it.
It's an ongoing thing. And I've asked repeatedly, and I have been promised repeatedly that these actions would cease. And they don't. And I'm at my wit's end. And I was literally at a point where I was ready to say I'm out of this marriage because of an argument that carried on from the initial texting of me while I was at work. So you would think if you come back from that 4 friggin' days later, you would not repeat the same action.
Like the working it out on the air angle is it's a ballsy one indeed.
I don't think anything was worked out.
No, I wouldn't think so. And here's clip three for you.
I'm not going to get into the subject matter of the text because I will tell you why. It's immaterial. It happens all the time, and it doesn't matter what it is. It's always nonsense. It always leads to nothing. But I have, for whatever reason, someone with the emotional maturity of a 5-year-old. I am dealing with someone with the emotional maturity of a 5-year-old.
Well, that's unfortunate, my friend.
It's not.
Tio.
It's one thing. I'm here 3 hours.
Are you crying?
I'm not crying.
Oh.
I'm not sad. I'm infuriated.
727-579-1025. Sarah, you say Mo did something to Micah?
Yes. After the incident with Monica, somebody had made a comment about him losing weight, and he had lifted up his shirt trying to show Micah, and she wouldn't look at him.
Okay.
And he was jumping up and down like 3 different times, but she was like looking in his eyes because he was embarrassing her.
Oh, all right.
And he thought that was funny.
It is pretty funny.
I was there.
Oh, you
I
were?
Was there for that.
Is the way this young lady described to be accurate?
Well, we were talking about losing weight or something, and then he did, you know, pull his shirt up, and then he said, Mike, he kept saying, Micah, look at it. Look at it. I swear, I thought he was talking about his penis. He just kept saying, look at it, and Micah wouldn't look at it, so he started jumping up and down and slapping his body feverishly.
Wow.
And, yeah. Mo was on one last night.
Well, you didn't think Mo was flopping out his penis in the studio in front of Micah.
No,
you just said, I thought it was his penis.
No. He was saying, look at it.
Oh,
right.
And he meant look at my
I didn't think he was flipping out his penis.
That's what you said.
Not pulling it out. He just was saying, look at it, while jumping up and down. So I thought he was trying to accentuate his penis.
I can understand why you think that.
Poor little Micah.
Right? I know. She'll be a virgin until she's 40. Well, thank you, Sarah. I appreciate the phone call.
Well, that's what I was looking at.
What? Mo's wiener?
Well, yeah. He was jumping up. He was flopping everywhere.
727-579-1025. Drew Grabo Live. Who's this?
Hey, Drew, it's Frico.
Frico, ¿qué pasa?
Not much. First things first, John, this is not what I called about. How does one accentuate their penis?
you know, accentuating it. Like, hey,
like
here
you
it
put
is.
You give a little thrust to your hips and like present it a little bit, and then you jump up and down so it flops.
Yeah, here it is. Yeah.
I'll wait for my in person demonstration of that. But you know, Drew, that isn't the first time that this has happened on air. This has happened on a Saturday show with Mo, where his lovely wife texted him, and 4 or 5 segments later, the argument was still going.
It I will say, in the host's defense, if you're in a relationship and she doesn't understand the boundaries of texting, it can be very, very frustrating if there are boundaries. Some people don't need boundaries. Some people, as a host, it can be very distracting. There have been people in my life where I've been like, look, I'd prefer that you not text me during the show. And then they say, well, how come it's okay if other people text me? Well, they're not overbearing and psychotic, so it's okay when they text me.
You were with somebody where you would get these long, long, angry, negative texts 2 minutes before you'd go on the air every single day.
I know.
That's
manipulative.
Yeah, they're doing that on purpose.
Yeah, that was
a great show.
Yeah, that was manipulative. Like, right, the worst things would happen at like 1:50, and I would be expected to go on the air a shell of my former self. The first segment was basically me going, "Oh my god, oh my god, get through it." So yeah, it happens, and that sucks. But you know, we have the power to get over these things. Charlie, what's up?
Yeah, I listened to it last night, Drew, and it was irony to me that he was saying that she was wasting his time while he was just wasting all his listeners' time, as far as I was concerned.
Oh, that's not wasting anybody. I mean, Seth heard it and stood at attention. I love the clips. That's not wasting my time at all. I like that real raw stuff. What, you'd rather talk about gun control?
Or anything other than what he was talking about last night.
Because nobody talks about relationship issues at all.
Like, why do you listen to the station? I'm not yelling at you or anything, but don't you listen to the station because we provide, like, I don't know, like real content, raw content, sometimes dips into our real life?
Yeah, I do. And I just thought he was overboard last night. So that's all.
Oh, he's definitely overboard, but I wouldn't find that boring. But thank you very much. I appreciate your input, I suppose. 727-579-1025.
Might that? Who do you think is calling the hotline?
I don't know. Who do you think it is?
I asked Gio to call on it too, so I don't know if it's him.
Oh, it's Adam Hadwin, the defending champ of the Valspar Invitational.
Oh, again.
Terry, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live.
Hey, Drew. I've been married for 38 years
next month.
And I got a little bit of, no, it's wonderful.
Oh, yeah.
Marriage can be wonderful.
Sure.
And I've got some advice for Mo. One of the things that's common about all of his failed relationships is him. And so
she stopped being him,
because
it's the same thing for me too. Every relationship in my life has failed, and the common thread is me. But I have to be me.
Well, but in Mo's case, he expects the world to revolve around him.
Oh, hold on 1 second. I think
do you know Mo personally?
No.
I listened to his rant last night.
All right, hold on, ma'am. I've got him. I've got him right here. So you tell him what he needs to do. Tell him about his ass, lady.
Okay, I'm not going to be rude.
No, do it.
You were.
Be rude.
No, you were. Continue.
Yeah.
Please continue to tell me about myself.
Mo, you could block that caller.
Let me tell you what's
in the office so you don't even see it, and then unblock her when you go home.
Why should he have to do that?
That's bothering you.
Why should he have to do that, lady? Why can't she adhere to the don't text me during the show policy?
Well, she's not going to do that.
And, why not?
You know, I have policies like that, too, and my husband doesn't always, you know, follow the directions. But I kind of think it's adorable, and, you know, it's nice to have somebody who cares enough to text you.
Not when you're doing a job like this.
Yeah, this job requires a lot of concentration. Trust me on this one. Now,
right.
Mo, would you
put his phone away?
Mo,
can I say something, Drew?
Please do. Ma'am, allow Mo to retort.
There are a lot of misconceptions. It's not texting me. I have asked not to text me with negative things. I have no problem with her texting, hey, what time you get me home? What would you like for this? Or what would you like for that? It was the nature of the text. That's what people miss in that.
Yep.
And that's all I ask.
Yep.
And I thought that was a simple request. But I will say this. I apologize for allowing my frustrations to spill over. But after about 6 to 8 years, sometimes when something happens and there's an open mic in front of you, and Drew, SBK, you know this, Drew. Sometimes it's just going to spill out.
Oh, yeah.
And if you know what I mean? And if you have a station whose brand is real and raw, Well, then that's what you're going to get sometimes.
Absolutely.
So, but I did apologize because even if someone else cannot control their emotions, I need to be able to control mine.
Right.
Because I'm speaking to a
way
wider audience. And, I do agree with that.
So one of the books, you know, I always tout is Emotional Intelligence 2.0, which is all about controlling your emotions and not letting someone else be in control of your emotions.
Sounds very dull. So you're saying that she should stop having the emotional intelligence of a five-year-old. I got you. Thank you very much. I appreciate the call, and congrats on your happy marriage. Maurice, you're exactly right. We're cut from the same cloth, and I have sent that exact same request about negative messages during the show. It's like you're allowed to feel whatever type of way you want to about my show, but if it affects you in a negative way and you're in my life, 602, throw me a call. Write down what you were mad about, and at 602, we can talk about it. I'd rather not. I'd rather you just shove it up your you-know-what, but if it upsets you so much, then at 602, we can talk about it. But during the show, when I got my attention on the radio, leave me the hell alone. Hey, don't bring that negativity here.
So, Mo, what is it okay to text you about?
Positive stuff.
Well, I would say about anything but negative, this is what I said, and I stated this. I'm not working an eight-hour shift. I'm on the air 3 hours. I'm not asking you to hold anything in for a great portion of your day. 3 hours. Give me 3 hours, and then I'll talk about whatever you want to talk about. Typically, it's going to be dismissed, but I will indulge it. That's all. That's all I'm saying. I mean, you know, listen, it's hard enough entertaining these objective bastards on the air that think they know everything about my life and my friendships with Micah. And by the way, I was just jumping up, showing my belly.
Of course.
I don't know where John got the penis thing.
I'm just John's mind. I'm very, very dong centric.
Mo, did you sleep in your Jeep last night?
No, I came home. I stopped off, got a couple of beers, had some leftover Polo Tropical. It's very non-exciting. Mm. And I watched a little TV. Then I went upstairs and I slept in the bed. You know, we didn't touch.
Hey, Mo, no conversation? No nothing? You don't go to bed angry, right?
There was a slight conversation, and she wanted to know what was on the clip of the day because I said, don't post this thing on the clip of the day, and I got overruled by Gio and Jarek. And I was like, immediately after I was done, I felt bad. Now, I felt justified, but I still felt bad, and I just didn't want it to remain out there. But
I got you. I said,
well, it's not going to make you sound good, but, you know, if you want to listen to it. So she went upstairs, listened to it, and never came back down.
Definitely sounds like somebody with the emotional maturity of a five-year-old. Hold on 1 second. We have more dirt on Mo. Jamie, you have some more dirt on a cat named Mo on our phone line right now?
Well, I'm really glad he's in, and I'm glad I get to say this. And I want to preface this with saying that nothing has ever happened to me. However, I was very offended when you said yesterday, the Time's Up movement is over. We're going to go back to the way we were. That's a little, you know, and I agree. The award shows Hollywood way too much.
Jamie, I think he might have meant that in a very tongue-in-cheek fashion. I can't speak for
him. And I understand that. I understand that completely. But I have to put myself in other people's position that might not feel that way. He didn't say it in a tongue-in-cheek way. He said it was over. We're going to go back to the way it was. And it wasn't tongue-in-cheek at that point.
I think it was.
Jamie, if you have to explain when you're kidding, then it diffuses the humor within. I mean, are we that sensitive as a society that one can't joke around? And I would say this, you kind of got it wrong. What I said was I didn't feel Frances McDormand's need to have every actress that was nominated stand up and then go, here, let's not forget these ladies, let them be recognized. And clearly, if they were nominated, they were recognized. I said it might be better to have all women stand up. And then I said, sometimes the movement can take on the momentum that is detrimental to its effectiveness. And then I said, Time's Up movement was over.
There you go.
Well,
context, lady.
No, you said it after you said you grabbed Monica's ass and you know, that the Time's Up movement is over.
Time's up.
All right. Thank you.
No, Jamie, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Is there time up?
It is up.
Obviously, I'm teasing.
But, ma'am.
Thank you.
Ma'am, we would never grab your ass in a million years unless you ask me to, I promise.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye. Take it easy. All right, Mo, we love you, man. Thank you. You're cut from a different cloth, and you are one in a million.
Originally, when I sent you that text last night, I didn't hear the first segment. And you, Gio, and Jerrica had me rolling last night. It was a really great show, so I just wanted to tell you that.
Well, thank you. Gio knows. Every time I started to quell down, they would incite me. They know how to push the button.
They know how to get the Mo out of Mo.
Everything is good. Everything is fine. Good.
Oh, really? Okay.
Because we got your wife on the line, and she says otherwise. I don't have a five-year-old.
No. I did hear Mo say he'd rather be homeless and happy last night. So.
I'll tell you this. It was fine. I had her dinner made and everything, and she was eating it when I had to call in, and she came out to the patio, heard, and then slammed the door on me. So.
Oh, damn it to hell.
Well, I blame you, Drew Garoppolo.
Yeah, as well you should, my friend. As well you should. Have yourself a great night, and we'll hear you at 7 o'clock, bud.
Yes, you will. Thank you, guys. Thanks. Talk to you later.
So Mo took a screenshot of the text he sent his wife and posted it?
I think she did.
Oh,
I
really?
I think that was Mo.
3 hours ago.
I apologize to my wife for my on-air outbursts of frustration, but since it happened publicly, I'd like to apologize publicly as well. I am sorry and apologize that I allowed my frustration to spill out over air. Even if I feel justified, that doesn't make it right or proper, and I felt bad the entire show. Regardless of what you do, I need to exercise self-control and keep personal things personal. I apologize.
And then she responded,
me want Baba. And thank you for that. Drew Garoppolo Live, hello.
No punctuation.
None.
Cold.
No winky hello. Face, no emoji, no nothing. Just like, thank you for that. Not like, thank you, still love you. Thank you.
One step away from a K.
Yeah, pretty much. Caller?
Yes.
Who are you?
John.
Hi, John. What can we do for you, bud?
Yeah, I'd just like to chime in on what Mo had to say. I believe that a lot of what he was saying was correct. I've been at work before in a previous relationship where I got, sent a ton of negative energy and negative text messages, and
right.
I couldn't even go throughout my work day. It's not even like you can get things done right. You don't feel like yourself.
Yeah.
Whereas fast forward to nowadays, I'm with someone, we message good morning, happy little positive vibes every now and again.
Yeah.
I get left alone while I'm at work, she gets left alone while she's at work, and we have
it's the best
happy life, and it seems to go a lot smoother.
Yeah, dude, it's the best. And look, if it's an emergency, if there's something with my kid, or if one of my friends is going through it or whatever, they need somebody to talk to, yeah, sure, hit me up and we're cool. But like anybody who doesn't understand, hey, please, unless it's an emergency or very vital, I'd rather be left alone between 2 and 7, especially with negative stuff. Now, if you want to say, hey, I like that segment. Hey, that was funny. That was fun. Great. That's awesome. That's always welcome. But like anything negative, even if it's not negative involving me, but it's negative involving you, just don't need that negative energy between 2 and 6, right?
Exactly. And then, once you get so frustrated, I've never been on the air, but I can see that it's time to come out. It comes to a head and you get tired of it.
Oh, you end up going off on a lot of things that you didn't really intend to. You get, this is a pugilistic point of view. I had to, my last relationship, I had to eventually tell her, look, I'm a different person when you text me between 2 and 6 than I am at 1:30 or 6:30.
You say, you're just talking.
Yeah, it's just a different mindset.
I wanted to ask Mo, but so she was texting negative things about the show?
No. She was texting whatever's going on.
Just negative
with them.
Life stuff. Yeah, okay. Because I was gonna say that would be really messed up.
That would.
Your show sucks.
Oh, I've had that happen too.
Really?
No.
Yeah.
No, not really. I don't want to go into it, but like people get hurt and they do crazy things.
We've all experienced a lot of pain through the text before.
Yes. Yes, we have. 727-579-1025. The press conference is next with John Senning.
Yeah. I don't know if did you hear.
I didn't ask him this yet on the air, but I was going to ask him during the press conference.
Okay.
If
are you okay?
The neighborhood thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Well, I mean, he's got to do something about that.
For sure.
That's bad.
You've done something wrong, and it involves children.
I'm expecting to see the police at my house when I get there.
I was going to say. You'll find out why next on Drew Garoppolo Live. If you need the police at your house and you're having an emergency, this is an advertisement for Safe Touch, then you'll know that Safe Touch responding quicker to your emergencies means the world. In fact, because your Safe Touch system's always on, other systems aren't, Safe Touch offers you a 45-second guaranteed response. They average between 8 and 11 seconds for their response time because they use a two-way communicator. They'll find out what's going on in your home, and then the authorities respond quicker to your emergency. No other security company can come close to this because they have to wait for a phone call before they can dispatch help. SafeTouch exceeds all other monitoring systems available. Now, you can pay more than $50 a month somewhere else if you'd like to, but you don't have to pay more than $50 a month to get a great system with SafeTouch. In fact, they offer a complete new system with monitoring for as low as $29.95 a month. If you're still using a landline for your security system, it's time you get with current technology and call SafeTouch. For just $29.95 a month, you can update your security system with a free smartphone app so you can access all of your security features with your phone. See who's at your front door, coming up the driveway, find out when the delivery truck arrived, and check in on your vacation home. Call 813-626-7000 or go online to safetouch.com.
It's Drew Garabo live on 102.5 The Bone. Meet Carmen. She's as smart as the mashed potatoes she eats every night. She pretty much only bangs black guys and has catchphrases like, "That's rude, brah," and "I'm drunk." And now, you know Carmen. The Mike Calta Show. Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 on 102.5 The Bone. Real. Raw. Radio. Now, another traffic update.
Brought to you by CC's. In Hillsborough County, an accident eastbound.